Hello, everybody. Welcome to the world of Larry Lamont's, where you always will receive a double helping of justice and truth. Ashish. I know I changed the intro. As it went from the house to the world, we got to get the worldwide. We got to get serious about these things. We're going to deal with some head games. The games that they try to play, not only on me, that you see, and I have proved to you, conspiracies, proved to you assassination attempts. The same thing that you read about Kennedy, or you read about Bigfoot, or Loch Ness Monster, and so forth. I proved to you, do aliens exist, all this stuff. I prove my point. You see it live and in color in front of you each and every week. So I came under the idea, you know, to show you what I'm talking about, how they try to play the head game on you. And sheesh. They want you to return to the fatherland. The fatherland I'm calling is just like Nazi Germany. Not even Italy. Italy, the fatherland thought that it was better than everybody else. Italy with Mussolini, he thought Mussolini was, Hitler thought Mussolini was his underling to do as he was told. He didn't think that he was a leader equal to him as being leading in the nation, and especially nation where they're was the Catholic Church. And we now in the throes of white men wanting to bring back the fatherland. Every day Donald Trump says things more and more to let you know that he wants to bring back the fatherland. And as I said before, when you show me the first time or tell me something, you don't have to tell me again. I believe you the first time. You don't have to demonstrate on me. That's why I tell them if I'm in a program, I see police officer in a program and they got a bulletproof vest on and somebody got to shoot them in a bulletproof vest. You ain't shooting me. I know what it will do. I have seen it. So you don't have to show me the second, third, fourth, fifth time when I know and then know sometimes the vest don't work. Sheesh. Or in the military, they make you go into a smoke-filled room and you got on gas mask and take your mask off so that you can get the effect of the smoke. I don't need the effect of the smoke. I know what smoke smell like and the effect of smoke. I would disobey that order. Not me. Look around and see who you think you're talking to. By me knowing the effect of smoke and knowing about it scientifically for years, you don't have to show me now to demonstrate something that's a reality and a fact of life. As they say, it's science. So here we have Donald Trump saying things like, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be bloody. And he meant what he said. He didn't mean that it was going to be a bloodbath because of China and Japan and all that. And it was going to run over us in the auto industry. He meant white men were going to tear up the place if he lost the election, like they did during the January 6th insurrection. That's what he meant. I don't lie to you, and I'm not scared of nobody. I'm going to tell you the truth. They come to this door trying to scare, intimidate me. I don't give a fuck. Come on in if you're bad. But this fool sat there and said that, just like he told the Russian president, who won re-election again because no opponents, Putin, little red Putin, Pooty Hood, I don't care if you tear up Europe and everybody else. You need to subjugate them. Bring them to their knees. Make them feel the weight of your authority. He's just like Hitler. He's just like Mussolini. This cat said today, let me tell you what he just said a few minutes ago, I saw on the news. At the rally, he said, black people and Puerto Ricans are going to be the one out of work because of migrant workers for the border. Are you thinking that Negroes in the United States still on plantation and work on farms? This cat don't know. Do you know that it's more black folk working in fast food than working on farms, punk? Your punk ass, too stupid. Just like that police say, well, call a taxi cab. Ain't no cabs here, fool. This fool said that black folks is on farms and picking tomatoes and picking pears and cucumbers and squash. And they are some. I know some. I told you about that farm and they called me Whistle Dick. He had a whole bunch of them. I never worked on a farm. I always got in my mouth the other way. That's why I didn't know who he was in the other direction. To go to town to work at a factory or to work at a store or work at some office. I never worked in the dirt. But this punk thinks that we gonna be back on the plantation. And good old mammy gonna have a nice fat white baby at a tit. That's what he got in his mind. The ones that he ain't feeling on and looking up their skirts and stuff like that. You look at all these, I told you about the colleges years ago when I first got here that they needed to start to get security in the colleges. Now you see what I'm talking about. Every week, somebody is murdered on a college campus. Why? The white man has messed up sexuality so much in this country. You get these guys, as soon as he see a woman, he got to want to knock off a bike if she's on a trail or if she's hiking or jogging. For what reason? Many times they don't even look halfway decent. But yet and still, he's taught he's got to try to show his superiority and get him some. There ain't nobody got no business being mad at him. And they will tell you that in their defense. They did nothing wrong. It's in the Bible. After I attacked these women and so forth. And you worry about and wonder why there's so many degenerate people in this country doing things against children. Every movie you see got some white man or somebody in there doing something to children. I mean the hero. Like I was telling you the other day. Every show they get this show, what they call it? Abbott Elementary. They doing commercials the other day and the women supposed to be fighting each other over the black children. That's what you talk about as good shows for our people to look at. You threw off the Wonder Years that showed life as it was or could have been to come up with some crap like Abbott Elementary for one little black woman could try to make like she's so important in the world. And she's not. She's not even that talented. But that's the one that the white man said, just like I told you about the woman the other day that her husband took the one woman to Applebee's and took her to Popeye's and gave her a multi-million dollar contract to tell other black folks about it. We don't give a damn. Why tell me? Nothing I can do about it. I ain't taking it to neither one, Popeye or Applebee's. She need to take me because I ain't got no money. And sheesh. But this is what they put on. You know, I told you about the other day, I told you about 911. Let me tell you what I just saw. They just had the NAACP Image Awards. And the star Angela Bassett at 911 was nominated simply because she's on the show and black and female. So she got a nomination. Her husband, Courtney Vance, was sitting there by himself. Looked like he's about to cry. Nobody really clapped, but said her name, and she lost. She wasn't there. I take it that it's more embarrassment that she got for doing this show and what I said the other day and what the man said about he not watching none of her the episodes of that show. That, like I said, got every degenerate action in it. They take homosexuals and make them look like the perverts. That's not me saying it. It's what the white writers write and the white actors act and tell the black folks to do. And then you say, well, they are crazy. You showing me somebody that don't look like they play with a full deck? And sheesh. And she's the star, and she's supposed to be the strong, virile black woman, and she's going with a white man that don't look that good, first of all, for the black woman. Also, he's hot. Oh, my God, he's hot. I guess Robert De Niro is hot, too. I guess Al Pacino is hot, too. I look better than him. I'm shit, if I clean it up, all the girls head turned. I walked into the store. You ought to see the young girls giggling and talking. Why? They're the dudes to no other old man. I still got that savoir faire, as they call it. And she's wee wee. But the thing is that I know what I got. I'm confident of it. I don't have to flaunt it, and I don't have to always use it. I never ran after no woman. Women ran after me. But they have made American men feel that they have to be with a woman, especially our women now. The same men talking about the fatherland. Every time you see a minority woman on television, she got to be with a white man. You're not supposed to like us. They got a movie out now about the Civil War, new Civil War. I'm not talking about the Civil War of 1865. It's supposed to be the new Civil War, started by Trump. I haven't seen it yet. Matter of fact, I'm working on something like that myself. A new Civil War. But every time you show, I bet in that movie, they got some black woman, Uncle Tommy, pointing where black rebels are behind the trees and stuff. There he is, master. Look, they be. You gonna let them get away. Calling themselves auntie and grandma and all that. And they've 15 years old to a 95-year-old white man or something like that. This is what we have put ourselves into. We got to deal with Donald Trump. First of all, saying that we too stupid, that slavery taught us more than we knew in the first place back in Africa and the islands and so forth. It took the white man to get us here to civilize us and give us a little education. Yes. That's what they said. They don't want critical history taught. Black history taught. When we had to write at the high school, that's one thing I wanted them to incorporate was Negro history, as it was called. It wasn't called black. It was called Negro history at that time. And they learned a lot I see they got a program now talking about the astronauts. And it's coming on, and people saying, I didn't know that. I guess you didn't know that. You didn't know that there were black men and black women that went up in space? Did you? Do you? That's why I say, I think it's so foolish that we ain't trying to get to Mars before the white man. Sheesh. All this money we putting on cars and then with chains around our necks with our name on it, like we Sambo and don't know what our name is, you know, that you could have paid $2 million for the doggone chain, that you could have paid $2 million for some rocket fuel. Talk to me. This is what they got us doing. Shucking and jiving. That's why they gave that woman, her husband, her old man, mistreated her. 400 million people supposedly listening to her. We don't know any really raw talent that she has. Other than she got a talent for letting somebody making an ass of her. See, my mother would never allow that. Before, like she said, she'd get you off her back. But they wouldn't pay my mother a penny other than to clean up their house or take care of their baby and make some biscuits for them. They paid this woman that was made a fool of 50 times, at least we know that, come looking for her, beat on her door, trying to beat up each other to be the first one to sign a contract. All the things I've done, they don't want to know. They were looking for, I was telling a story the other day, I don't think I completed it. They're looking for the guy that started on AOL, the Black Chat Room. Well, when I got over there, I didn't start it. It was there. But it had about, what, 2 or 3 people in it talking. The same people. And you had no problem getting it. AOL had no problem getting people on because nobody wanted to be on. Nobody on a computer. Well, after I did my thing on AOL, it took some people 8 hours try to get on AOL to log on to say, you got mail. I got on right away because they know who I was. You know, the old pretty girl that could just get to the front of the line, walk right on through the door. Everybody else put up the velvet rope. You got to wait your turn. But Hot Mama just walked through the door on you. I was like Hot Mama. I was there all the time. And I brought more people in. So I went for a black site, dating site. I wanted to check and see what was on that, what was going on. Not that I wanted a date. I'm just, like I said, being nosy. And I looked around and so forth. And I did an investigation and found out that they asked this man if he was the one that started the Black Chat Room on AOL. Get that. I just said, I'm the one that did it. They asked him, and he said, no, it wasn't him. Why won't they accept reality? It don't have to come in the package you want it to come in. I could be ugly as hell. You know, you accepted Grandma Moses. You accepted Einstein and Pablo Picasso. Ain't none of them no beauties. You sure the hell can accept me? They don't want to accept the truth. The truth hurts them deeply. Because of the things I have done that they attempted to keep me from being able to do, that God let me do it anyway, poor, with no money. When Pappy told me to go down there and get that computer, I told you it was at the store. He said, boy, why is it still there? You telling me about it, why is it still there? I got in the car, went back and got it. The rest is history. They don't want you to know that. See, I would have been in the White House, been out. You would have been living in the land of milk and honey right now. If it wasn't for the bigots, like this crooked cop here, these crooked bosses I work for, white bosses and so forth I work for, and Uncle Tom's, they got me underpaid, worked and never get a raise, working got to do everybody's work while they outside smoking cigarettes, and one white man protect the other one, you go to tell the other one, what you want me to do about it? That's their rallying cry. Well, today, Trump, or yesterday, he said his rally. And what does this sucker do? I'm going to call him some names, but I can't do it right now on here. What this sucker did, he started talking about black folks and Puerto Ricans on the farms. Then he started talking about January 6th. Then the sucker broke into what they call the white national anthem, not the Star Spangled Banner, and even stood there like a jackass imbecile and started saluting. No flag, nobody, just hit a salute like he's a Cub Scout, this dumb fool with a red cap on his head. Lord have mercy. I ain't never been that dumb. I come out the womb smarter than that. They couldn't fool me to do nothing like that. Because I know what how to be embarrassed. I knew how to have pride. And I knew the right time and right place for everything. That wasn't the time and the place for that. He could play that record all he wanted. This sucker playing that as his song and saluting it. He's showing you that he's not going to follow the flag of the United States of America. He told you he don't like the Constitution to do away with it. Hello. He told you that he really don't like free elections. He want to do like Putin, be in power forever. He said that. He said when he was in office before, he didn't even know that he was going to leave. They had to tell him, oh, you're going to leave. One way or other, you're getting out of here if you lose. They had to let him know, you going out that door, one way or the other. Sheesh. You know, Charles Barkley, the famous basketball player and commentator, sports commentator, was making a joke. He's talking about the shirts with Donald Trump's image of mugshot on it. And black folks, he talked about if he would choke them out, if they would then punch him in the face and so forth. He didn't mean that. He ain't going to do that. We all know that. But just think of that. What fool black person wants to have this white man that's an imbecile on their chest? Hell, I walked around with a white man on my chest, but it was Einstein. It was Socrates, you know, Socrates black, but they said Socrates white. Socrates, Aristotle, Thomas Edison, maybe. Somebody that did something. John Kennedy, maybe. FDR. But I would not walk around with this sucker that's got all these charges against him, including a charge of sexual impropriety with women that he's been convicted on, and say, I'm going to follow him. Y'all follow the fatherland. See, Adolf Hitler had problems, had issues, but he was more talented than Donald Trump ever was, or ever will be. He was a great painter of paintings. And I think if the Jews had not told him that he should do something else and not paint, we would not had the little failure. We would not even had World War II. But because one Jew told this man, this German, you can't paint, you need to take up another occupation, when I think he'd probably be the Jew probably painting if you had it right. Now you're talking about Jews, you're talking about Netanyahu, is talking about tearing up Israel, Rafah, and all those other places. He's back in the hospital fighting again. He's telling you, I don't care, you have no business questioning me because I'm a democracy. Just like you're a democracy. Fool, don't you know that there's criminals in democracy just like there are in communism? Where have you been? For you to sit there and talk that ignorant ass talk, thinking that people gonna feel sorry for you because you say, I believe in democracy. I guess you want to kiss a bust of Abraham Lincoln then, don't you? To show how great you love democracy. Sheesh. And you're killing up everybody you can get your hand on. He's doing worse than the white man did over here. The white man didn't try to exterminate black folks because they were valuable to him. He wanted to use them. That's what Trump said right now. He wanted back on the farm, on the plantation. Back in the cotton fields, back in the rice paddies, back cutting sugar cane. But Netanyahu wants him dead. He ain't got a sense of a pissant. They're already talking now about again more war crimes. See, you couldn't play me like that because I'm going to put the charges on his ass right away. Excuse my mouth. I'll put the charges on him right away. If I were President Biden, I would have the Secretary, the Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Attorney General start filing documents with the World Court, with the United Nations, and so forth. Maybe you need a peacekeeping agency for the United Nations. Go in there and deal with Netanyahu. Why Netanyahu playing? He's talking about invasion by a few Arabs, as you want to call them. When he see the boys coming, like they said in the song, over there, we won't be back till it's over, over there. When he see the Yanks coming, and the Brits coming, and the Canadians coming, and the Australians coming, and the Kenyans coming, and sheesh, he gonna do like Putin, running high. That guy had Putin scared. Well, Putin probably pissed his pants the other day. Y'all remember? 40,000 Russian marching behind a general to go deal with Putin. And Putin said, come on in for a little coffee before we get down to business. You know, let's sit down for few games of chess. A few, you know, maybe we could play a few hands of bid whist. Eat some cheese curls. Drink a few Mountain Dews. You know, let's not get into business right away. So now you've been fighting for a long time. You know, we fight if you want it. You know, but right now you sit down. Well, when he got through and left Putin, Putin slapped him on the back. I'll be seeing you. And the damn plane blowed up. If you're a fool to believe these people like Trump and like Putin, the fool. That's why they don't like me, because I never was the fool. And they know that, and they will tell you that. You're too smart for your own good. That's why Pappy told me he didn't want me to be down south. Because he know I wasn't going to take no doo-doo, and he know I'm going to say what I want to say. I wouldn't do one of them Emmett Till types of things, go down there whistling at a white woman and doing this other stuff, allegedly. But you ain't going to be putting your hand on me. You ain't going to be messing with me all the time. Before I'm going to do like my mother, get you off my back. Sheesh. So they thought they were going to take me out. You hear how strong my voice is? I ain't got lost the wind yet. The Lord done blew in my nostrils and put more wind in me. In my sails. I could go a few more miles, you know, down the river. I ain't got to take it to the bank. I'm having a good time. And they don't like that. They hate to high heaven that they're dealing with probably the smartest man on the planet. I've been told that by people off the planet. Like I said, the stories I can tell y'all, which I will tell y'all eventually, is something that you need to hear. Believe it or not, these people don't have your best interest at heart. And then they say, will you go vote for Trump or Biden? Which one? Well, hell, I never know Biden was that damn much friends to black folks either. Or that competent. Obama just chose him. If Obama hadn't chose him, they probably would have picked Bernie Sanders. Nobody would be listening to the Joe Biden. And they sure would be listening to Donald Trump. So they say, which one would you vote for? I don't want neither. But I would vote more, I'll tell you straight out, for Biden before I vote for Trump. Never will I help the fatherland come one day quicker. I'd be one of the rebels behind the tree with Uncle Tom talking about they is, Master. You know they're going to be talking about me. I guess I'd be general then. Like they want to be when they want me to go to West Point, I'd be general. Maybe the head guy in charge, maybe they want me to be president of it. Somebody's going to lead it. They're scared of that. They're scared that I can rally the people. That I know military action. I know police action. Then I deal with no fool. I know, go back history of battles. How they were won and how they were lost. Biden and Trump, neither one know. Trump flunked all of his military classes down there. He was in military school. The fool wouldn't know the proper time to salute. Who was he saluting? I know the Joint Chiefs is falling out. Oh no, Mally is cracking up. Who was he saluting? On Super Tuesday, they were talking about, he talking about his family out there. I didn't say his family. Usually the wife is on stage with you. You can't fool me. They're talking about Princess Kate. I want my First Lady Melania. Where is she? You better quit worrying about where's Waldo and worry about where's this woman. What did he do to her? She don't want anybody to mistake I'm with him. She don't want to play that. You saw that coat she wore with the words on the back and so forth. I know she got one to say, I'm with dummy, with an arrow pointing. So it point at dummy. But sheesh. But he can't get his old lady to follow him. But you follow him. Oh, boy. It's a hot time at the old house tonight. I'm full of vim and vinegar. Whatever that means, that's an old saying. Getting up and, you know, like I told you, I didn't feel like eating for, what, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Clothes that's falling off me. Lost some of, now I eat up everything. Can't wait to get off this program and go make me something else. The Lord is good. He got me where I can provide and do for myself. I ain't got to beg nobody for nothing. I work for the pennies that they gave me, knowing this day would come. They try to take every little bit away that they can take away from you. They want to take your Social Security away. Well, take the government phone. They said the government phones are going to be out in a month or so. No more government phones. But you're sending money to the Ukraine. Billions of dollars at a time. You're sending money to Israel. You can't send dollars to Haiti on your own doorstep for starving children, for educational programs, so that the people can have shoes and don't have to walk barefoot. But we paid billions of dollars for that. That's why I say about these black millionaires and billionaires. We got so many black millionaires and billionaires in this country. I got to look up and see how many we got. I was surprised how many we got total. Thousands of millionaires. And if they put their money in the right place and at the right thing, that's why I was saying before, black women money go to makeup and yak hair on the head. And false butts called BBLs. They don't want to put money into a car manufacturer so that Trump don't think that you got to kiss nobody behind to work at a car factory because you own the factory. They don't put money into pharmaceuticals instead of making cosmetic. They're making drugs, these illegal drugs, you know, selling all these dope and all that stuff. But soon as they said we're going to sell marijuana, all the black folks wanted to open up a dispensary. Very little education to go into it. Just money. And know somebody to give you a license. They do so much to ruin and hurt the black community. That's when I see things such as I did the other day. I speak about it. And people know I'm telling the truth. This woman didn't want to show her face because she knew I was telling the truth. Like I did when I was talking about her as Beauty and the Beast for Disney and Miss Bailey with The Little Mermaid. And I stated how can you think that a black mermaid going to have a white father and have this a white prince and that this and that and that and this, this. Everybody thought I was racist. Do you know that Disney have now made the Little Mermaid cartoon with all black folks as the mermaids? Very cheaply done, but they did it nevertheless. They don't put money behind it to show you that they did it, but they know, so they can say, well, we got that covered. We got that covered too. They wouldn't have did that if I hadn't opened my mouth. big fat face, chubby cheeks, you know, don't even look like mermaids, look like real humans, you know, but that's what they say black mermaids look like. Okay. At least you're trying. I'm going to continue to do what I say. Like I said, I don't want to see the fatherland come. I'm going to try to be that rebel to keep the fatherland from coming. If somebody think I'm going to voluntarily go on to the plantation or go on the farm or be put in a concentration camp or be sent back to Africa because you think that I don't and should not enjoy the same rights you have because of the skin color. You know, that's another thing with white men. Why do these white men think that it's a civil war they would win? Do they not know that there's probably more black folks with guns now than white folks? If you look at the ones in the gangs and stuff like that, there's more guns. I mean, gold guns, made of solid gold. Trump sitting on his golden toilet stool. You got black folk walking around with golden Uzis while you're playing. Do he not know that black folks are in the military? Ain't no damn way you're going to get all the tanks. Ain't no way you're going to get all the jets. Ain't no way you're going to get all the bombs and the guns because we on the base just like your folks on the base. And you ain't going to put us in the stockade because we can make put your ass in the stockade. It's probably more black folks in the military than white folks. So how you think you going to win anything? I mean, that's nobody deal with the truth. That's the truth. I'm telling you like it is. You got black generals, black admirals. You got black. This I looked at a woman yesterday that showed women in the military, black woman general. A black skirt with four stars on her shoulders. You got to be playing. You got to be wild. What you think you can do? You get somebody like Colin Powell. The Joint Chiefs now is headed by a black man. Once again. They don't like that. So if you think it's going to be a cakewalk when you talk about civil war, you got to be crazy. The problem is that black folks is law abiding, so they don't go out like Miss Kathy and Eddie Haskell and start bothering folks in the street and shooting folks up. They don't go into churches and shoot folks up. They don't go into the stores and shoot folks up. That ain't on their mind. Even if they want to get a bottle of wine, a bottle of beer, they ain't thinking about shooting nobody up. But you got some white man or woman on their mind about they got a gun. I think I got to go and shoot this school up. Or the doctor misdiagnosed me and he said that I had gas and I had a hernia. Well, I got to shoot him and shoot the nurse and the other patients and their other people and shoot the wife before I go there and shoot my mother too and my sisters and brothers. I got to shoot everybody up before I go. This is the mentality of these people that want to be the head of the fatherland. These are the ones at the head of the household. The same thing that this woman I told you in 911 following this guy that killed 140 people. And his white son is a pervert. That's so crazy. He slept with his therapist. That's what they want black women to leave their men, leave their homes. Maybe this is why the brother was having a problem with this woman that got the 50 tapes on him. Maybe he'd been trying to school her like that. I read him that he said something like that. Y'all think you know the story. You don't. I bet she is something to deal with. If she can talk for 50 times about the same subject matter of being a jilted woman, do you hear me? I know at least one time she told you how to make some cornbread, make some hot and wet water biscuits, told you how to barbecue and make some barbecue sauce, not to have to go and get none off the shelf. She got some skills that she could sell to you. Nothing marketable. Other than, I was mistreated, and so now I'm a famous black woman because white folks told me I am. You know, I was telling you about that station in South Bend that they did the man wrong, black guy. Well, they heard that. They always do. They hurt me. I told you I see him on my show. Come in. What did I see? They start running ads again, talking about we got a job fair. If you want to work in broadcasting, we got a job fair. That's where you go out and get Negroes that's been coming in and putting an application you haven't been hiring. And the greatest thing that I saw the other day, I don't know if this guy Puerto Rican or what, a black guy, but he's been out in the street for months. He anchored the news Sunday. He sat there anchored the news by himself. He was the man on the street. A closed mouth don't get fed. Nashish. If I hadn't opened my mouth and said what they done last summer and yesterday, he's still been on the street in the cold. Show the white guy out there and he's just shaking. His hand just shaking. He's so cold. I know it ain't nerves. That's what they had the black folks to do. We don't have enough people to complain. When they put that white man in as anchor, when the one retired at, 45 years or whatever, they should have said, look, why would you take and put a white man that just came on the station instead of this black man that's been here for a few years? You can't say he's the head man. Why? What do you know about him that the rest of us don't know? That you couldn't promote him? That's usually what they do. It's the next in line get the job. If they got to go out and get somebody else, it's a sad, sick station. And sheesh. Oh, I have a good life. I accomplished more on my butt here on this program. When God blessed me with this program, when I went out and they even had on Jeopardy today the meaning of the word podcast. It's the most important phrase now in the American genre. One woman today, she won, call her Sherry. She got a show on. I looked at it today. It's good I looked at it because was talking about how she won an NAACP award for the best gay talk show host. Then she said, BRB. Now, I don't know if y'all know what BRB means. BRB means be right back. Do you know who made BRB? Me. When I was on AOL, like I said before, I'd be talking to my folks on that and they wouldn't be answering, but you could still see their name on the screen. I said, are you there? Did she fall asleep? Did she have a heart attack, a stroke? I'm worried because I know there's irrational people. And we were having a conversation. All of a sudden, the conversation stopped. I said, well, maybe they went to the restroom. And I'm going to announce it to the world. Maybe they went to get a cup of coffee. Well, they don't say anything. And I told him, I said, Lise, don't scare me like that. I said, cause I didn't know if I had to call the police to find out if you was all right or what. And I said, just say BRB. Be right back. You see what I'm talking about? They don't like that. The white man don't like that. I thought of that first. And them suckers made me think about it because they start clowning like that. And they laugh and they say, man, I've been gone. So I went and ate. I said, well, why don't you just let us know you're going and eat? They didn't want to leave the room because if they left, they might not have been able to get back in. Just so many people could fit. But still, manners is that you can say, well, I'm finna go eat. I'll talk to y'all later. I'll let you know when I get back on. But every day, what I create, everybody says. I don't say what they say. They say what I say. But I can't get any NAACP awards. I don't get Oscar, Tonys, and Emmys, even though I probably would if I could get my work put on, like the Black Panther. I just saw it tonight on Wheel of Fortune. I got a million of them. It didn't just stop with the Black Panther. Well, we're about ready to get out of here. Like I said, we got a good show, but I wanted to let you know that the fatherland, this guy got in his mind that we such a big fool that we go voluntarily shuck and drive black back to the plantation and to the farm to pick tomatoes while he's sitting on the gold toilet. And some of you fools are going to be shucking and driving all the way back to the Ponderosa, Falcon Crest, or whatever it is. The good old Massa. And I tell him, I'm all right where I'm at. Y'all go ahead and take, do y'all thing. No, I don't want to get on the ship. They like to come in the world, tell me what to do. No, I know what's best for me. Not, going back to Africa is not best for me. I'm too old and I set my ways. I don't know English that well to go and try to learn African. So they know they're stuck with the old boy. I plan to beat Pappy. Pappy made 103. I plan to beat Pappy. Oh, they're trying to take me out. Knives, guns, cars. Beat up by the police, handcuffed by my back, beat. But they haven't been able to take me out. Because I got angels looking over me. And when I tell you the story, you know it's true. They were grinning and laughing and thought I was going to be gone the other day. And I know they royally pissed, like the songs, he said, should I apologize? No. Should I leave him pissed? Andale, andale. And sheesh. Oh, yes, buddy. See, they don't like somebody like me. I schooled you, and every time you come on this show, you leave with more than you came with. Tell everybody else about the fatherland. Like this man got you now picking tomatoes again and strawberries. and black caps, as they call them, and raspberries and all that. He ain't going to pick none. His children's not going to pick none. Barry ain't going to pick no berries. He ain't going to pick no asparagus. He ain't going to pick no potatoes. But your children is. That's what he got in mind for your kids and grandkids. Your skinning and grinning, going to make it so. You might as well get the knife so he has some of a machete to cut the sugar cane with or whatever. Because he's going to be a farmhand. And as we know with Trump, underpaid. If he pay at all. Mashish. We're going to get out of here and enjoy ourselves. And I'm going to fix me a little repast. Little repas. I don't know if I want to put out the bone china with the crystal stemware, the gold flatware. No. Get me a plate, go in there and get me something. I made that spaghetti I told you the other day. Put it in an ice box. I come back and got into it. It was good cold. It tastes better that way than it did when it was warm. Been eating on that all the time, so that's gone. Sheesh. I had to tighten it up a little bit. So I'm going to get into something. Oh, by the way, I told you folks the other day about Shirley Chisholm. The show was supposed to come on. I saw it advertised on Netflix, so I thought it was on. But it won't be on until, I think, the 22nd. Like I told you when I got off, I made a couple of weenies, a couple of frankfurters, as Pappy would say, franks, and I sat down to look at it, and it brought it up, and it said, coming the 22nd. So I got to watch something else on there, and usually the crap they got on is not worth to watch. But I watch it. I hope to see you on Flashback Friday. I wanted to use this today to talk about a show that I saw, but I thought the fatherland, when this cat got us talking about this, black folks is gonna be sad because we ain't picking fruit and vegetables anymore. I just couldn't let that go. You know, Pappy said that Reverend Cook said in Chicago all the time they listen to the program. I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. Sheesh.